Apart from that, there are things that limit men from rising. Okay? There are a few things that limit people, limit men, genuine men from rising in life. Whether you like it or not, I know people have said a lot of things that we should not follow result, we should not follow all of this. You see, a man that does not have result try to console himself with some statement that look good. Now, let me tell you, if you are doing the right thing, you have result. We don't follow result, result follow you. But you must ensure that result is following you. Why do you think fake prophet? What do you think they are faking? They are faking result. A man say, why fake what can be real? The reason why we fake certain things is because we cannot get the real one. So somebody fake a golden wristwatch because he cannot buy the original golden wristwatch. See, originality is very expensive. Everything original is very expensive. There was one original thing they bought for me. When I saw that, I knew it's original. I'm telling you. Anything original is very expensive. The day you become original, you become very expensive. I'm telling you. The day your quality increase, because originality speak about quality now, right? The day your quality increase, you become very expensive. The reason why many ladies, many guys are cheap is because they don't have quality. I'm telling you. One of the things that limit men from rising is their low quality. Low quality. Low quality of living, low quality of life, low quality of knowledge, low quality of everything. You are so average. Average. Like average. And the least minimum that the world system will accept now is excellent. Everyone that you see that rise today is excellent in something. I'm telling you. Even if he's a comedian, he's an excellent comedian. You see that here, insult them whiskey, insult them debate. Listen to their song and play your own song. You know that that song, when you are listening to their own, you are shaking your head. Your own, you are wondering, what is this song doing here? Excellent is a language that produces results. One of the things that make men never to rise is their lack of quality. Quality is originality. Even if you are bad, be qualitatively bad. Let everybody know you are very, very bad. You will have customers more better. But that fake life that we live of hypocrisy is what will make you not to rise. We don't know where you are. We don't know whether you are here. We don't know whether you are here. You must believe what you do so much for you to rise. I get what I'm saying now. So when somebody tell you don't follow the result, the person is lying to you. Follow. I see, I honor men that have result. I'm telling you, anyone that I see that has result, I honor him. No matter how it is, whether you like it or not, the result may not be the authentication of his genuinity. But for him to get the result, it means he's laboring well. Whether a fake labor, you think it's easy? Go and try to fake the result and see now. I told you, I was coming from Abuja, I learned to fake a miracle. They gather people and pay them at least 10,000, 3,000, fake blindness, fake cripple, fake wheelchair. You see a very old man. You know what it means to convince an old man to sit on a wheelchair to tell you he's a cripple? Where would he even go and find one first? That people do not know. When many of you are already on Facebook. So when they put your picture as a cripple, they will not tag you on Facebook. They will not discover that somebody will not go and find and see this guy is not cripple now. They will not see one of the picture you did like this. The thing is spoil now. So they used to go and look for people that nobody can know. So in the church, it's only new members that used to receive prophecy. Old people don't have prophecy. Only new members that they used to bring that bring. You will not be prophesying to them. You that you are in the church for the past 15 years, you have not been prophesying for even once. It's not easy to fake a thing, though. It's not easy. So we need notable proofs. Notable proofs. It requires a certain level of result. And only also that you understand a system, it means that you will get a result. That you don't get a result, it means you do not understand a system. Okay? One of the things that limit men from rising Number one is ignorance. Ignorance is a disaster. Ignorance is one of the greatest price any fool can pay. Many foolish people do not know that the resultant effect of their foolishness is a result of their ignorance. There's a level of knowledge you have that makes you wise. Wisdom is an advantage in every area of life. How many times have you made a mistake and you now discover that after a while, you now discover that, Kai, either be I know this, I know that, I wouldn't have made this mistake. So imagine if you have known the things you know before you engage in what you engage, you now be more wise and apply your heart unto wisdom. Ignorance is not good. Every level of ignorance you have, you pay for it dearly. It will cost you something. In fact, according to scripture, say, because you have rejected knowledge, so me too, I reject you as a God. That means God himself don't like people that don't know anything. I'm telling you. Say, wisdom is what? Justified by her children. That means when you are wise, wisdom will know you. When you are foolish, even foolishness don't want to know you. I get what I'm saying now. Happy. When was the last time you read a book? Huh? You see, there is no need. You feel there is no need. And tomorrow you want to enter a relationship and be successful. Which magic do you want it to happen? When you have never read one book on relationship. Blessing. You are in business. Have you read any book on business? Mban. And you have a well-defined business. Do you know that the profit you are making today, if you read one book, you may increase your profit margin. But you feel there is no need. Now I'm telling you the truth. Every man that intends to rise must invest strategically on knowledge. I get what I'm saying. You want to grow spiritually. How many books have you read about growing spiritually? How many messages have you listened to about growing spiritually? What principle have you read? Have you sat down and carried the Bible and studied? People that have grown spiritually in the Bible, what did they do? Have you seen the need for that? No. You want to prophesy. You sense the grace of the prophetic in your life. That's good. But have you taken time to study about it? Have you? It will amaze you that when you do a little study about it, you will do better than what you are doing now. Yes, if you study, nothing happens. Let me tell you, nothing is a waste. No investment of knowledge is a waste. It will haunt you. Knowledge is photographic. You know how photographic. You know, pictures don't lie. And sometimes now they do Photoshop, but let me tell you, pictures do not really lie. There is this picture of me that I used to put earring before, many years ago. Anytime I look at it, I say, God, picture will never truly lie. I look like a customized scent now. There is one that my trouser is on my boot was like this, and I'm moving like this. Pictures does not lie. There is no sinner without a feature. Neither a saint without the past history. But it will require pictures to know that. That's why when you go and take your picture when you were small, you see yourself with one big spoon and you hold it like this. Why? Because there was a time upon you were small like that. Forget all this beauty you carry on your face now. Huh? Knowledge is photographic. Everything you are learning now, you can snap it in your mind and it will remain there forever. And that is why what you see matters. I get what I'm saying now. What you hear matters. What you read matters. These are the things that build us. Everything that built our life to this point is what we see, what we hear. That's it. And sometimes what we even feel. What knowledge are you planning to invest in now? When was the last time you read the Bible? Study the life of prophet. What's the last time you read the Bible? Who is the businessman in the Bible? Tell me. Who is a businessman? Who do you know? A businessman? Happy. Favor. Which businessman do you know in the Bible? Tell me anyone. Don't be afraid. Joseph. Yes, now. Joseph is a businessman. Then what is the secret of his business? You know, Joseph prospered so much in Egypt. There is no any wise man like him in Egypt. What is the secret? Learn it and apply it in your business. I get what I'm saying now. Who are prophets in the Bible? Prophets. Study them. What is their secret? Apostles in the Bible. Study them. What is their secret? Sometimes when you don't study, you think that you are the only one going through any challenge. You know, people going through what you are going through, and they overcome. When you study their stories, you will discover how to even overcome too. Is that okay? So ignorance has always limited men from rising. The second thing that limits men from rising is what? Prayerlessness. Whether you like it or not, an investment in knowledge, an investment in prayer makes a man balance. I believe by now we should not have issue with prayerlessness. I told you, when a man is prayerless, it means the man cannot pray. Do you understand now? But let me say, the man do not pray. If you are prayerless, it means you do not pray today, but you pray tomorrow. You do not pray tomorrow, but you may pray next tomorrow. That's prayerless. But when you enter prayerlessness, it means that even when you want to pray, you cannot pray. That one is a curse. That one is a sin. It's a sin against humanity. Now you come to a point that even when you want to pray, you cannot pray. It's a challenge. Many people that cannot pray, they end up not becoming great in life. Check very well. Everyone that becomes great in this life, number one, either invest in knowledge. Number two, either is a man of prayer, or he combine both. I get what I'm saying now. You must ensure that prayer become a fuel for you to thrive. The reason why you must embrace prayer is because spiritual attacks are counteracted by spiritual means. When you want to fight spiritual battle, you use spiritual weapons. When you want to fight physical battle, you use what? Physical weapons. The devil will not clap for you to use your mind and your wisdom alone, the knowledge you read from business books, to do a good business. So he will come to crash it. So when he comes to crash it, your prayer will stop him. Do you understand? So many people know very thing very good. But they did MBA, Masters of Business Administration. They are first class. But they try to do business. They cannot make 10,000 naira. Why? It's a spiritual issue now. They have to add their own knowledge with what? Prayer. If not, they will remain poor and they will remain beggarly. You calculate all the plans. Everything works very well. I was invited to Polytechnic to pray for one woman. She's a big woman. She has a very good shop. But all of a sudden, the person that rented in their house came and planted something in the house. And as he planted something in the house, he now opened a shop next by her. As he opened a provision store next by her, everything that provision store transferred to his own store. And the man blows up. And I came, I saw, you know, the last time I went to the store, I saw only minerals. A very big place that we are investing millions. Holy minerals. And now look at the man own. The man own is blossoming. And that was the person that came and stayed in their house as a rented. The person planted something from Benue, fair Benue people. He went to the village and carried something and not came and planted in the house. And because that woman applied business knowledge, she forget that there's prayer aspect. That man engaged altar. The altar packed everything and transferred to. People are lying. I saw people line up waiting for him to serve, waiting for them to serve them. Her own, she's there. Nobody come there. He's spiritual. Of course, the man did not know that they ferry me and bring me. The woman disturbed my dad that they must bring me there. While I came there, simple. I came and bought oil. Say she buy oil, she buy oil. I pray on it. I anoint the house. I enter the store. The provision, I anoint the store. I say, whatever that man has done, now she will still see transfer. There will be minus and there will be plus for her. You'll be seeing minus, she'll be seeing plus. You know what I'm saying? You know power? Now let's test power. Power test power. Do you know? She also told me that at night they used to send something to attack her. She used to feel her leg is shaking, 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 shaking. I prayed that one disappeared. I told her I gave her 2 weeks. I traveled. While I came back, she called my father. She said, is that your son a human being? So what's the problem? That she's talking to him now, that everything is returning, that people are coming to just ask for many things. You know, I told you, business is first of all demand before supply. Don't supply, there's no demand. If 13 people come and ask you, say, do you have a phone? Go and start selling phone. You mean there's grace for that one? I get what I'm saying now. Don't force yourself to step baby materials inside school, campus, when it's only ladies that are going to lectures. Your customers will be too small. Everybody that was following that people transfer and they are coming to her. As I'm talking to you right now, she's about to store up the store again because people are coming to buy anyhow. She said the attack has stopped. What she experienced every day, it has stopped. And now the store has blossomed again. I told her she should continue to pray. Why? Because anything you get by prayer, it will require what? Prayer to keep it. Because that person will not be happy. He will still go back to the village again. He will return back to Benue. And when he comes back, reverse will be the case. What I need to understand, prayer is an investment that will grant you power. So that whosoever that wants to do evil, it will return back to him a thousandfold. That's how it works. Is that okay? So that when they call your name, their face will appear. If they have power, they should kill themselves. Apart from prayerlessness, another thing that limits men from rising is what I call sin. Whether you like it or not, God may never prosper a man that is sinning. You know, we have to just deal with that. I get what I'm saying now. You know, when you want to get God's result, you do it God's way. Do you understand? Anytime you want God's result, you do it God's way. Do you realize the case of Balaam and Balak? God wants to bless Israel. Balaam and Balaam want to curse Israel. How did they succeed? There is nothing that they did apart from making the children of Israel sin against the Lord. Immediately when they say, curse their lady, because these guys are guys that don't even have a weakness, although their weakness is women. Say, cause the ladies to pass by where the guys are bathing. And they know that if, and that's a prophet that gave that counsel, fair prophet. And as the ladies pass, they know that they will defile, the men will defile them. And with that, God will be angry with them, and God himself will kill them. Say, only their God can fight them. And if their God fight them, they won't survive. And according to the word of the prophet, as they cause them to pass, of course the men sin, and God destroy them. What I need you to understand is that God will never prosper you if you live a life of sin. I get what I'm saying now. Anytime you notice any missing the mark, anytime you notice that you sin a little bit, repent fast. That's why I like the Catholic system. If you sin today, you can repent today. In fact, if you go to meet the Father fast. But now you are in the new covenant where you can just stay in your room. In fact, you can stay in now and repent. But you are still proud and arrogant, and you are waiting for when accident will kill you so that you die and go to hell. You feel very big boy, big girl. You are too holy not to ask the Lord to have mercy upon you. I told you, somebody told me he had an encounter. He saw that the world finished, rapture happened, and only him did not go. He said, Apostle, what is that? I said, don't worry, just repent. Because I don't have a better understanding to this kind of encounter you're having. It's not me that have it, it's you. That the entire world was not to everybody go. Even Muslim, Boko Haram go. Only you remain.
God.
At least you should remain with the Boko Haram, the other kind of people. Say, only. I say, oh God, repent. He said, no, Apostle, it's as if the devil is trying to make me feel guilty that I'm not a righteous person. I'm not. I say, oh God, you don't need a better understanding to this thing. Just repent. Just ask the Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. Father, have mercy upon me. Whatever I've done that is wrong, I repent of any of my iniquity. Yes. Because it's not about whether Tony trying to feel, make you feel guilty. No, you have seen it already. I get what I'm saying now. Well, I'm trying to let you understand, anytime you miss the mark, just repent and return back to righteousness. It's very easy. Do you understand what I'm saying now? The same thing Judas did is the same thing that Peter did. In fact, Peter did worse than Judas. Peter repented with cry. Judas cried and went and killed himself. Why are you killing yourself? I get what I'm saying now. You will kill, you destroy your life before you even become the great. One of the things that make men that stop them from rising is sin. When you begin to live a life of sin, you now begin to reduce God to a human being. And because of that, you don't even believe you can rise again. See, you may hardly see a man that is great today that has never sinned before. I'm not saying that he's a sinner that has never sinned before. What are you telling me? You can live above that. You can live above it. Is that okay now? You must also understand that one of the things that limit men from rising is also the power of the devil over them. Devil has power over people. And one of the strongest power of the devil over people is the number one, the spirit of fear. Many people are just afraid. And that fear takes away boldness for them to even believe they can become anything in life. Because you believe your life is reduced to Damba, to Lafia, and that fear the devil put upon you. Hey, how can I become great? How can I become this? How will I rise in life? How will I? No, that fear should be cast away. Because it's one of the strongest power of the devil over you. The devil wants you to live in fear. Number two power of the devil over you is the power of guilt. Guilty conscience. Guilty conscience. The devil wants you to be as guilty as possible. That you feel you are not qualified for anything. That you are not qualified for God to bless you. I told one lady, do you know you can cast out devil? Do you know you can heal? She say, me? Say, I'm not an apostle. I'm not a prophet. I say, see? What is making you believe that God cannot walk through you? What? There is nothing that God is doing today that he cannot do it through you. There is nothing that God is doing with any man that he cannot do it through you. No, nothing. Many of you don't believe that you deserve this kind of karma. If somebody calls and say, come and collect, what do you call it now? Camry Mozu. You say, me? I cannot even drive? What do you mean? You deserve every good and perfect gift. You come from the Lord above. So don't let guilt to bring you down. Don't let guilt to condemn you. Yes, but eventually you have done all kinds of things like me. You have gone through all kinds of protocol of darkness. And sometimes devil keep reminding you. Is it last retreat or what? I was telling you the power of the walls to conquer while praying. How a lot of times, while you begin to pray, devil begin to send you things on your mind. Devil begin to attack your mind, attack your heart. He attacks you with everything to remind you that you are a carnal person, you are a sinner, you are everything. Sometimes when those memories come again, I cast them out. If I cannot cast them out, I pray them out. If you cannot pray them out, I shout them out. If I cannot shout them out, I cry them out. Either ways, I out them. Is that okay? Never plead guilty. A lot of times, one of the greatest power of the devil over you is also he bring what I call false accusation against you. False accusation. I know a lady that was crying to me. Why? See, everybody in her area told her, said that she did this and this and this, and everything they say is a lie. I said, but if what they say is a lie, why not just forget about it? But there is this need to maintain your reputation. Do you understand? You want to keep your reputation. So those false accusations, sometimes it enters you so much. It has the ability to make a man relegate himself. A lot of time, the devil wants to bring false accusation. That's why he was coming against Joshua. And the Lord rebuked him. Say, this is a branch plucked out of fire. Yes, Joshua may not be perfect, but I just purify him by fire now. So a lot of that, the devil will bring false accusation upon you so that you may not be able to rise. Lastly, a lot of times, one of the strongest power of the devil over you is the power of unforgiveness. Many people forgive others, but they can never forgive themselves. I don't know why. Certain people will never forgive. You know, Judas did not forgive himself. Jesus Christ did not pass that judgment on him. He refused to forgive himself. Can you forgive yourself? I know you made a mistake. I know you did that stupid thing. I know, but can you forgive yourself? Yes, the Lord has forgiven you. What about yourself? When you refuse to forgive yourself, you make the devil strong over your life. And the devil will continue to use that against you again and again and again. Sometimes you even feel like committing suicide just because you refuse to forgive yourself. You must learn to forgive yourself. You must learn to what? Forget about the things of the past and focus. Focus. God has a better plan for you than your past. Imagine if I refuse to forgive myself of my past life. Will I be here today? No. Will I be traveling around? No. Will I even be anything? Will you even be listening to me? No. You must learn to pass any process. I know you went through certain things. You traveled to Dubai and you had all kinds of encounters terribly. Forget about it. Let's move on. You went to China. You had a business that crashed. Forget about it. Let's move on. A guy called me crying. He lost how much? Is it 2.something million? I said, oh, God, forget about it. Let's move. Just last week, 2.3 million. In a business, I said, no problem, move on. Life continues. Don't remain there and become depressed and become oppressed and remain in depression and trauma and confusion. You will kill yourself for nothing. I'm telling you. I get what I'm saying now. One of the greatest master drug for depression is to forget about it. Forget about it. Move on with your life. I get what I'm saying now. One of those dead guys from Lagos called me. He lost 1.3 million. He invested in something. After that money went, he cannot think well again. If you ask him what's his name, he doesn't even know his name again. Because that was his last money. He said he want to, he feel like taking, that's why he don't know what suicide means. A woman say, I'd rather kill myself than to commit suicide. It's not the same thing. At that time, the conviction that come upon you is like, should I kill myself or should I commit suicide? So somebody will drive his car and park it at the beach. They park it at the Third Milan Bridge and now go come out and now jump inside water. I told you, it's the animals inside the water that is the problem. It's not whether you can swim. And you park car. Somebody will just wait for you there. As you park the car, you just, as you're about to jump, he'll tell you, jump, let me wait, wait with this one. And a woman wanted to come and hang herself. Is it a woman or a man? I had a story. As she tied the rope and everything, somebody was waiting for her on the ground. As she's removing her shoe, she's packing the shoe. She's removing the clothes, packing the clothes. As she's dropping the phone, packing the clothes. See, man. What are you doing? Say, you want to finish your life? Let me pack the remaining one that you have. Is a man, man? What you thought was not valuable to you is valuable to somebody else. You, at least, you have a phone, you have a slippers, you have a shoe. No matter how, I say, we'll go and eat food today. But there's one yellow boy that will come and be begging for food. If he not see food that day, he will never eat. He will have self-induced fasting. And he doesn't have ulcer. You that eat every day, I say, have an ulcer. Sometimes some of these things is purely demonic. I get what I'm saying now. So lastly, I say what? Learn to what? Forgive yourself. I know you went through bad situation. Look at Josie Mayer. Josie Mayer's story is one of the stories it just surprised me. Your grandfather raped you for almost 200 times. If you are the one, will you not be traumatized? Will you not be depressed? Will you even kill yourself? But that was the story that was a jackpot. It's a jackpot to become great in life. Because when she said that story out, about millions of ladies identify with her. Women understand Josie Mayer better today, especially the ones that have been raped, because her story makes sense to them. But you, instead of you turn those your painful story to become a glory, you hibernate with it and you are killing yourself with it. No. You must live above that. Because the goal and the intention for you to what? Rise to become agent of change and transformation. Is that okay now? Can you just ask the Lord and say, Father, help me. Help me. That beyond every odd, I will rise. Beyond whatever the devil do, I will rise. I come against the spirit of prayerlessness, the spirit of unforgiveness, any spirit of sin, any spirit of ignorance, laziness. Laziness limits men from rising. Also laziness. Lazy people never become anything in life. That laziness, sleeping 24 hours in a day. No. No. From today, I will not be sleeping anyhow. I will be responsible. I'll be responsible. I will learn. I will study. I will pray. I will invest in my life. I will commit myself to things that work.